And now West Georgia's first news for your Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. As residents of what is now being referred to by some as the East Village of Villarrica continue their protests over proposed projects that will impact many of their properties, and they insist that the city manager's office has lacked when it comes to being upfront with those affected, supporters of the residents living in the area they proudly call the crack are asking if the project as planned can be paused or stopped. On Thursday's WLBB Community Voice, current Mayor Leslie McPherson said when she was a council person in the years prior to 2024, she had been in favor of a new road directly connecting the Douglas County portion of Villarrica and to the downtown area, but she says it's only been in the last several months where she has been informed exactly where that road would be developed and the number of properties that would be impacted.
Can we stop it? I believe that the governing body has the ability to stop anything or start anything that's legal. Yes, it can be stopped. It is the will, whether the will is there or not. Where am I on this? I told you right up front, I was for a connector. And then even as late as August, we asked the city manager, how is this going to impact people there? And basically what we got at that point was two rental houses at the beginning of Darden Street and maybe Miss Knoll's house.
McPherson says prior to 2024, when she was a city council person, council was never informed of the direct route a connector would take through that community.
What we have found out since is we're not talking about two or three properties. We're talking about multiple properties. And when you add in the other projects, like wanting to widen Cleghorn. And this is where the eye-opening part was. I went over just on my own to see where the stakes were in people's yard.
Under Villarrica's city charter, the city manager is the head of day-to-day operations. Villarrica's mayor and city council next meet for a work session and regular scheduled meeting on Tuesday. Thursday's WLBB Community Voice program featuring McPherson, Councilwoman Stephanie Warmoth, and residents of properties affected by the proposed projects is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. And it was postponed due to rain last weekend, so the Harrelson County Veterans Association has moved its fundraising efforts to tomorrow. Dollars raised during the annual Classic Car Show go towards maintaining the veterans' parks in Harrelson County. Tomorrow's Classic Car Show is free to the public. Is from 8 a.m. till 1:30 on Robertson Avenue in Tallapoosa between the Vets Park and the Tallapoosa Civic and Cultural Arts Center. Funds raised through that event come via donations and the fee for classic car owners to showcase their rides. I'm Colin Worthington.